On a tour of town's oldest pubs, the first antiquarian meeting that our president, Dorothy Parker, and our secretary, Josephine Dickinson, attended was 26 years ago, when Barbara Eastwood gave her talk on old pubs of Tomenden. Last week, we welcomed Barbara back for an updated version of her 1989 research on Tomenden's 90-plus pubs. Barbara composed a splendid map of our borough in identifying these drinking establishments. She travailed round hills and valleys, learning the rich history of these pubs. Barbara explained that the oldest hostelries were hilltop farms, supplementing their meagre incomes by looking after passing travellers. Our sedentary tour began at the Bird in Thand at Rochdale Road, Warland, which is currently being renovated into a family home. Barbara travelled northwards, telling of the many pubs en route to Walsden. The Hollins Inn had a rich history with both bowling and tennis clubs established there in late Victorian times. Destroyed by fire, reconstructed in 1980, the building became a nursery in recent years. Local walkers may have noticed the isolated moorcock remains across from Inchfield Moor. Gorksham, Shade and Salford were once heavily populated industrialised areas. Historically, pack horse tracks, the Rochdale Canal, subsequent railways and roads coexisted for local factories and quarries. It is difficult to believe, Barbara continued, that the Rochdale Canal was the major east-west Pennine route for 100 years plus. Navigation pubs were sited along canals, and pub names such as the Mason's Arms denoted local industry. Sowerhall once sported three inns linked to old transport routes. The drink driving introduction contributed to the decline of rural pubs. The Golden Lion has a rich history dating from 1770. Established as a coaching inn with stabling, the first Tomenden mail delivery came from Halifax three times weekly by foot. Societies such as the Agricultural Show, Canal and Book Meetings were held at the Golden Lion, usually coinciding monthly with the full moon. Barbara added that the Royal George also played a prominent role as a trading post in Tomenden. It narrowly escaped demolition in the 1960s. The Queen Hotel was linked to the burgeoning railway era of the 1860s and had an overhead gangway to Tomenden Station. Barbara concluded by describing the 1728 New Inn, whose land once stretched to Centre Vale. Tomenden Market meetings were held there as the original Tomenden Market was situated in White Hart Fold. The New Inn was renamed the White Hart, completely replaced in its current style, and has recently been renovated by J.D. Weatherspoon.